Special mission. So for those who are not finding mission. So Brimus Krishna wouldn't be so worried about this. Bikshu Yusuf was only the Rabbanim. So like every Rabbanim, he was already Chayav Al Tigil Chinuch. So the only thing is that we worried about the trade of Rabbanim. Right? It means for Khotan, who's a double Rabbanim, that's a secret trade of Rabbanim, 2 days in Taisus. So we passed it's a Shtipos Peke Tadina, so I wouldn't make a joke about over again.
Why, according to those Afronim, would you not have to go by the Zman of where you were born? Meaning, the whole reason is that you have to be 13, like it's 13 years from when you were born, then it should be from...
Right, so that's a little bit tricky. So when you chesed out these ace kinds of things, so that was exactly when the Kudus HaSofer, that's what Yeshua B'Shechter. So he thought that, no, he said, the Allah is not Messiah Ches to where you were born. Right now, and he gearly, it's like the Marshall, like when you cross... Like you can cut days short in halacha, you know. Like we cross time zones, so days become shortened. So now the din is by shishur. It's like the marshal, the vice commander of machlekes, about when a woman counts shivin nikiyim. So if a woman flies, so she starts counting shivin nikiyim after nidosa, she starts counting in New York, then she flies to Eretz Yisrael. So in theory, she's going to go to the mikvah before 24-hour periods have ended. So some of them had a problem with that. Some of them said, you can't do it. You have to wait till what time it was. When it's Teske Chavim in the place where you are. It's going to be 4 o'clock in the morning. So, that means the Torah says this is called a Yom. It means that I saw a Shkia Sachama. So it's called a Yom. I was a Shuan. But Yom Shom Kivar Shamash. So Yachavim was a Yom. That's the definition of Yom. Yom doesn't mean 24 hours. Yom means that there's a new Shkia Sachama. So to over here, so you become a mitzvah at Yud Gimel Yomim. It's Yud Gimel Shomim, Shonim Yom Echad. So a Shana means I saw X amount of Shkias. So now I was born on Zion Av at 5:45 in the morning. So now it's Zion Av at 5:45 in the morning. So in fact, I had a pizza derech a few hours. That's Rabbi Shechter thought. The only time I thought that maybe that would be true, that you follow where you were born, I thought maybe we have a pigeon aben. There's an enigyantif. There's an enigyantif that against the regular poskim. There are 3 sheeps in the Gedalia poskim. How do you cheshbin out whether a child has been chedish from Allah? So the Shach and the Bach hold that the definition of chedish, a pigeon aben, is chedish shalavana. It's just a lunar cycle. It's a complete lunar cycle. What's a complete lunar cycle? 29 and a half days plus a couple of halachim here and there. So that's the definition of ben chedish from Allah. And as soon as that time passes, then you can do pidya ben right away. And the Magen Avraham says, no, that's not the definition of chedish in halacha. Chedish means 30 days. That's a stam chedish in halacha. So once the 31st day comes, it doesn't matter whether you had 29 and a half. You didn't have to. The passion of the Magen Avraham is, it's not the chedish shel avana. It's the halachic chedish, the unit of 30 days. So the Magen Avraham says that once the 31st day came, it doesn't matter what time the baby was born. The baby was born a minute before Shkia, so big seal kikulo. So the first, like for Brisbane, the first minute counts as the full day, and then the beginning of the 31st day, so you can have the dinner then. And then again, there was a third against the Shach, against the Bach, against everybody else, it's a new Pshah. He says, you follow 30 days, may ace the ace. Whatever time the baby was born, then you have to cheshbin 30 days later, and may ace the ace. Some false conversation, try to be against everybody. So sometimes you have a little bit of a nuance, you have a little bit of a delay. So we had a Shiloh like this, and my nephew was born in New York years ago already. He's in his 20s, he's here, a little younger than Apple. So he was born in New York, and the Pidgin Aben was 2 days before Sukkot in LA. We were all in LA for Sukkot that year. So the Pidgin Aben was not Erev Sukkot's Marsh, it was done literally the day before Erev Sukkot. So logistically, it worked out much better. If it went scheduled, they wanted it scheduled the pigeon about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So the problem was that he had been born at 3:30 in the afternoon in New York, 29 or 30 days earlier. So they asked me whether I thought that was okay to run the pigeon bed away. So I said, according to the Bach Meshach and Zichro kids, you had way more than 29 and a half days. You had the Chiddush Shalavana. According to the Magen Avraham, he already halachically the 31st day. The only potential shayla was according to the Yonig Yantip. So I thought that even according to the Yonig Yantip, it'll work. Why? Because when it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon in LA, it's already 4 o'clock in the afternoon in New York. Maybe he was born 3:30 in the afternoon in New York, 30 days earlier. So I thought this would work. I mean, this shayla was yesterday before I spoke to Rosh Hashanah. This was 22 years ago, not 13, whatever. So I still thought that it would be okay because those who hold that you follow Yes, it's a different vort. I mean, there it's a din the baby. There it's mamash. It's like the chashash nefel kind of a thing. It could be a din in the baby proper. So has this baby survived, X amount of meis liyesis? So has this baby lived it out already for 30 meis liyesis? So here you can argue that it's not so much a function of the halachic day. It's a function of the halachic of the quote unquote health of this baby. I mean, according to some, will say it's a chashash of nefel, whatever. It's a whole machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, not for now. So I thought that this would be good l'choladeya. So since the whole one again does not quote the Shulchan Aruch anymore, the Poskim don't quote it, so I thought that this could probably, this based on my svara, I thought maybe even the Yad Yavam would concede. The Yad Yavam was sitting in Bialystok stuff in the 1800s, never in his wildest dreams dreamt that someone's going to be born in New York and transported back to L.A. before they're 30 days old. I mean, Yad Yavam couldn't have contemplated such a concept. So for us, it's my l'choladeya. So I thought that even going to Yantas Chumra, this would probably be okay. Anyway, so we're Masad and Pijaben with that. I don't remember whether I said yes as ace, and I told the Kohen to hold on to the money for a couple of hours, because the Ikra then is that if the Kohen holds on to the money and you have in mind that yes as ace, it should be chal at the right time. So the Gemara says that works anyway. You know, so let's say you appointed the child on day three. As long as you say to the Kohen that the Pidgeot shouldn't be called for the right time and he holds on to the money, that's going to work. If he doesn't hold on to the money, that's Machlokes Harishonim. Anyway, I forgot already when I added that on for a good one. Yeah, Mr. Alter, yeah. Yeah. Mr. Alter, you're called upon. I think you're muted.
Why do we not care about that all when it comes to a Bris Milah on the eighth day?
There's the favorite. There's the favor that the din is mitzvah yom kikulo, so the baby is alive for 30 seconds of day one. That is day one. So this is the eighth day of his life. So there, it's totally a function of the calendaric day. Only Pidgin Aben may be different. Possibly. It may depend on this machlekes Rashi and Taisim and Kama and Afir Aleph as to what the goal of the 30 days is for Pidgin Aben. Is the goal of the 30 days just on Xerxes across the time? It's just this man. It's like Bris Milah. Or is it connected somehow to the biology that there is a din that for the first 30 days the baby is a suffix nafil? So it's not 100% clear whether the shear of 30 days of Pidgin Aben is a function of that din or not. So you got to come back to the Pesach Mishur in part two. So hopefully later on in the year, we talk about Berachas HaMitzvahs. We talk about Shechiyana for B'tikas Chometz on Dav Zayin. The Shechiyana that probably doesn't exist, so we're going to have to talk about the Gemara that does have Shechiyana at the end of Pesach for Pidgin Aben. So there's a Balamor, the famous Balamor that says the reason why you say Shechiyana by Pidgin Aben is not because of the mitzvah so much of Pidgin Aben, it's because the mitzvah carries with it the great Simcha, and now the baby has survived. He's past the point of Nefel. So the Balamor is clearly connecting that physiological statement with this halachic statement, the mitzvah Pidgin Aben is somehow connected to the biology of the child. So according to that view of Rashi and Malamor, so that's why I was saying, according to the Yagyant, it would make a lot of sense that the 30 days should be cheshbon out according to the biology of the child. It was a chiddush, it was a suggestion. I'm not written in stuff. Okay. This is all Sharon for less again. Now next up to Nusa again. Okay. What? Okay, Nusa again.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Also, you can make the screen
roll. Oh, yeah.